AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. 11 doves of peace were released. There was a minute of silence today leading up to Paris Saint-Germain's first soccer match since last week's deadly attacks in Paris. One banner at the stadium featured a giant Eiffel Tower. Another read, "France is suffering, but not dying." The AP's Angela Charlton reports police have released almost all of the suspects held in raids on an apartment Wednesday in Paris.
Three people were killed in the raid, and eight people were arrested. Seven of them have been released. One remains in custody. He is a man who let other people stay in the apartment, including the suspected mastermind of the Paris attack.
The threat level in Brussels is at its highest. Local authorities are warning the threat of a terrorist attack in the Brussels area is serious and imminent. Didier Reyniers is Belgium's foreign minister.
If you are coming to Brussels, you need to have a full respect for all the instruction coming from the authorities. It's the same in France, in Paris, with such a situation with the urgency. And in Belgium, we will send all the time messages about the situation.
The U.S. Embassy in Belgium is urging Americans in the country to shelter in place and remain at home. Police in Las Vegas say a 16-year-old boy is dead after a shooting at a local high school. It's not known if the shooting involved a student associated with the school, but the boy was found dead on a sidewalk with a gunshot wound. Snow is falling in northern Indiana and parts of Michigan. Some parts of northern Illinois got as much as a foot of snow. College student William Coppin in Iowa is putting off driving home because of the snow.
Probably Sunday at the earliest, just let the roads clear, because I have to head to the east, and that's where it's headed.
He spoke to WHO-TV. Flights have been canceled at the Chicago airports. A hospital in South Korea says former President Kim Jong-sam has died. He was 87. He was a major player in South Korea's rise to democracy. This is AP Radio News. On the campaign trail in Birmingham, Alabama, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said he would get people back to work if elected.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. That I can tell you.
In Charleston, South Carolina, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says the time is now for people to get involved in the political process.
We are going to end the disgrace of living in a country where the top 0.1% owns almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
Fellow candidates Hillary Rodham Clinton and Martin O'Malley will be speaking later at the South Carolina Democratic Party Blue Jamboree. Meantime, Republicans Chris Christie, Lindsey Graham, and John Kasich are campaigning today in the state of New Hampshire. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.